So let us get into this irregardless IPA. Cheers. Actually, come to look, to think of it, nice haze and a beautiful color and a small head. Cheers.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you, folks? I am live. I was out and about tonight, and I was like, you know, I want to do a show, but I really want to watch the Bruins. You know, they're not doing so good. They're down 2-1. But, you know, stranger things have happened. So you're listening to the sound of my voice. You're listening one of two ways. One through Facebook Live. That's how we broadcast. We always broadcast live. And the other way you can listen is through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through podbean.com. You just go to that website, type in Mark Scalia, Radio Irregardless, and you will see a plethora of platforms that you can download from. So I'm trying out something new tonight. Everything's going through my iPad and my mixer, and I'm on battery power. So other than the phone being Wi-Fi, what is this? It keeps shutting off the selfie thing. I don't know. Hold on. Let me do this. And say off. There we go. Off. So I'm using this thing. I think it's called Prime Prism. It's called Prism Live. And it allows you to put in some things on top of the screen. It allows you to kid captions and bring in phones, and I just played the opening songs and I used that all through the iPad, which is actually really cool. But unfortunately, I forgot the Happening Now intro music. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, for you folks live, you won't hear anything, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take like a 10 second pause, and then I'm going to bring in, oh wait a minute, I know what I can do. Yeah, then I'll bring in the music and post. I'll do it afterwards. So let me bring up the speed about what's been going on with myself and you guys and in the world with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
All right. Now, let's talk about it. First of all, I've been Danvers at my good friend Jamie Burns' place. He runs the Pub 49, and that's where I am. And if you are in Danvers, you want to come by, that's what we're doing. It's a good time down here. I've known him since high school. We come down here. I just had the wings. The wings are outstanding. My other friend, Charlie, he had the steak and cheese. And then somebody else, one of the other guys, had steak and cheese. And everybody's having a good time here. But like I said, we're watching the Bruins, and so far the Bruins are down 2-1. So we'll see what happens. Let's see. I am drinking Allagash White. Oh, is it mirrored? Oh, it is mirrored. Oh, I don't like that. I hate when things are mirrored. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it is mirrored. Eh. But I'm drinking Allagash White because I don't know if there's this whole controversy with Bud Light. It hasn't really affected anybody here. It's not really a big deal. You know, Kid Rock is like lighting up fucking cans of beer and shooting them up. It's just fucking stupid. I mean, I understand you want to protest, but here's my thing with Bud Light. I don't care what spokesman they use, but what they did is they alienated their previous customers. That's the problem. You can't change that shit. Market to everybody, but don't say that, oh, these are frat boys and it's all about the chicks. Well, yeah, it's Bud Light and was it? What was the dunk? Spuds McKenzie and cheerleaders and beer and cheerleaders. And that's how it worked. Football, Bud Light, anyway. I don't know. Their stocks are crashing worse than my 401k, so I don't know. And also a big news, CNN and Fox on the same day fired two of their people. CNN fired Don Lemon. They really didn't give a reason, but there's a lot of reasons why. And, of course, Tucker Carlson. And, again, they didn't technically give a reason, but a lot of people have their theories. The theory is that Tucker Carlson was starting to talk about how pharmaceuticals are paying for everything, ad revenue, and it got a little strange. So, but, you know, but a lot of people are rejoicing Tucker Carlson's not on Fox anymore, but he will be paid for 2 years through Fox. He negotiated that. And then, from what I understand, he's going to go on OAN. So, the other thing I want to talk about is, oh, I know what I can do. I can talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
So, I decided to print everything tonight because I would, so I could just broadcast through the iPad. So let's do this. On this day, and it's a little dark in here, so I've got to adjust the glasses so it looks like I'm reading a story. On this day in 1467, the miraculous image of in Our Lady of Good Counsel appeared in Genizawa? Hey, Charlie, what's that word? I can't read it. It's Genizawa? What's Italy? Too dark in here. Can I spell it right? I know, I can't even say. He's Italian. We're both Italian. We can't pronounce it. Genizano. Yeah, Genizano. Genizano. It says it right there, you fuckers. Anyway. Genizawa, Italy. Let's see. 1514. Copernicus makes his first observation of Saturn. Coincidentally, my new doctor got a real good view of Uranus. My anus, urine, anyway, doesn't matter. Let me drink. I'm going to make this show quick because it's in between periods, and I don't want to talk over the game. Here we go. On this day in 1607, Jamestown Expedition makes first landfill, makes first landing in America at Cape Henry, what would become later Virginia, but they quickly departed for a better site. I don't blame them. Actually, I've been to Virginia. Virginia's for lovers, and Maryland's for crabs. On this day in 1859, Dan Sickes is acquitted of murder on grounds of temporary insanity, first time the defense is used successfully in the United States. This date in 1912, the first home run hits Fenway Park. Hugh Bradley, he was on the Red Sox, of course. 1928, Madame Tussauds waxwork exhibition reopens in London after a fire.
Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting!
Everybody was melting. Let's see. 1968, Red Auerbach retires as a Boston Celtics coach. 1986. I can't read that writing. 1986, the world's worst nuclear disaster, Chernobyl, happened on this day. Yikes. On this day in 1992, which is weird because Chernobyl was 86. And then this date in 1992, Growing Pains and Who's the Boss aired their final episodes. Who's the Boss was after 8 years in ABC. They're both on ABC. On this date in 1993, NBC announces that Conan O'Brien will replace David Letterman on Late Night. On this date in 2010, Iron Man 2 premiered in Los Angeles. On this date in 2018, comedian Bill Cosby is found guilty of sexual assault in Pennsylvania. And on this date in 2022, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that the country is out of the pandemic phase for the moment. That is this day in history. Celebrity birthdays. Today, Channing Tatum, 43, Magic Mike himself. Melania Trump is 53. Aaron Judge is 31. Kane, the wrestler from the WWE, he is 58. Kevin James is 58 today. Tom Welling, you know him better as Superman, or Clark Kent from Smallville, the TV show, he is 46. Jet Li, famous martial artist, he is 60. Giancarlo Esposito, who has reached amazing fame in The Mandalorian, he is 65 today. And of course, I'm pulling my ear, you can't see it for the people on the podcast, Carol Burnett is 90 years old today. So folks, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my, let's see if I can do this. I'm going to take my only break. How do I set up sound? Oh, I know. Here we go. Playlists. Music playlists. Yes. Can I set it up on the device? Here's what I'm going to do. Ooh, can I play it? I don't know if I can. I got to move it quick. So let's see. Here's what I'm, you know what I'm going to do, folks? I'm going to play a single thing. And then what I'll do is I will come back from the break and I'll tell you where I'm going to be this coming weekend. Let me see. Do I got it? Add. There we go. You are listening to Radio Regardless, and I will be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, Mark Scalia, your host. Hey, Kevin Hayes is on. Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, we're down here watching the game. So I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what I got going on this current weekend. Thursday night, tomorrow night, I am off. Friday night, I'll be at the Boston Guido's Last Supper. We did a show three weeks ago, and it was absolutely amazing. I get to do that again this coming Friday in Lawrence. And then Saturday night, I will be up at the Saturday Night Vibes Comedy Show in Portland, Maine. So if you folks are in Portland and you want to join me, please do. So if you want to be a sponsor, you want to be on the show, go to my website, markscalia.com. For upcoming shows, go to podbean.com for any of the podcasts. If you want to be a sponsor or a question or comment, email the show at radioregardless@gmail.com. Or you can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. I'll be back in a couple weeks at May 17th, folks. Have a great night.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.